Section 7. Rules of the Road. Yielding Right-of-Way. Right-of-way rules tell you and other drivers what to do. These rules say who has right-of-way when two or more streets come together. They also cover other situations. Never think that you have the right-of-way. Always look at the situation and think about your own safety. Yield the right-of-way to a driver who is at the intersection before you. Drivers in the opposite lane when you are making a left turn. The driver on your right at a four-way stop, if both of you arrive at the same time. Drivers on a public road if you are coming from a driveway or a private road. Drivers already on an interstate highway if you are on the entrance ramp. Pedestrians, bicyclists, and others that are still in the intersection. Remember, courtesy is the key. Traffic controls. Traffic controls include traffic signals, signs, and road markings. They also include directions from law enforcement, highway workers, and school crossing guards. Traffic signals. Traffic lights are usually at intersections. They are red, yellow, and green from top to bottom. If traffic lights are horizontal, the red light is on the left, the yellow light is in the middle, and the green light is on the right. Some locations have single green, yellow, or red lights. Green traffic light. You may go through with caution if the way is clear. Green arrow light. Vehicles may proceed only in the direction of the arrow after yielding to vehicles and pedestrians still in the intersection at the time of the light change. Yellow traffic light. The light is about to change to red. Flashing yellow traffic light. Slow down and proceed with caution. Be prepared to stop for any traffic. Flashing yellow arrow light, turns are permitted, but first yield to oncoming traffic and pedestrians. Oncoming traffic has a green light. Proceed with caution. Red traffic light, you must stop before entering the intersection. You must wait behind the stop line, crosswalk, or intersection until the light turns green. You may make a right turn on a red light after coming to a full and complete stop, unless posted otherwise. Flashing red traffic light. Stop and look both ways before entering the intersection. Red arrow light, right turn. Right turns are prohibited. Stop and remain stopped until an indication to proceed is shown. Red arrow light, left turn. Left turns are prohibited. Stop and remain stopped until an indication to proceed is shown. If for some reason the light does not change and you have been stranded by the red arrow light, left turn, and it is safe to do so, you may make a left turn from a one-way street onto a one-way street. Traffic signs. Traffic signs tell you about rules, hazards, and road locations. They also give highway directions and show where road services are. Regardless of what the traffic lights may indicate, always obey the instructions of police or other peace officer at an intersection. For example, if the light is green and an officer tells you to stop, you must stop. Also, even if you want to go straight and an officer indicates that you must turn, you are required to turn. If you approach an intersection where the traffic lights are not working, you must first come to a complete stop before entering the intersection and yield the right of way to any vehicle on the right unless otherwise directed by a peace officer. A driver turning left may see either the green arrow, protected, or the solid green light, permitted, or a flashing yellow arrow, permitted, signal. Warning signs. These signs warn of danger ahead. They are usually diamond-shaped and yellow with black lettering or symbols. Railroad crossing signs. Most railroad crossings have signs or signals. A round yellow warning sign with an X symbol and black RR cautions you to slow down, look and listen for a train or railroad vehicle. Be prepared to stop. A white, X-shaped sign with railroad crossing cautions you a train or railroad vehicle is coming and you must stop behind the stop line or before the intersection. At crossings with more than one track, the number of tracks may be posted. Not all crossings with more than one track have these signs. Always look for more than one track, train, or railroad vehicle at each crossing. When crossing railroad tracks, look both ways and cross the tracks quickly. Do not stop on the railroad tracks. If a train is crossing, wait until the train is well down the track before you drive ahead. If there are lights and gates, wait until they show it is safe to cross. If you must stop for traffic or a signal, Wait at the stop line before the tracks. Work zone signs. Diamond or rectangular and orange with black letters or symbols. These signs warn you of work zones and people working on or near the road. The warnings include workers ahead, reduced speed, detours, slow-moving road machinery or surface changes. Barriers keep you from entering closed roads or other areas where there is danger. If there is a short-term signal, stop at the white line, if there is one. Slow down in work zones and be ready to stop quickly. Do not tailgate. Fines for speeding in a work zone are doubled. Regulatory signs. Square, rectangular, or may have a special shape. They are white with black, red, or green letters or symbols. These signs tell you about traffic direction, lane use, turning, speed, parking, and other special situations. Some signs have a red circle with a red slash across the symbol. This means you cannot do certain things. Guide signs. Square or rectangular and are green, brown, or blue. They advise you of intersecting roads and direct you to cities and towns. They mark points of interest and help you find hospitals, service stations, restaurants, and hotels. Note: vandalism and destruction of road signs cost taxpayers thousands of dollars each year and cause confusion and unsafe conditions for you and other travelers. Route number signs. The shape and color of route number signs indicate the type of roadway, interstate, U.S., state, city, county, or local road. When planning a trip, use a map to determine the route. During the trip, follow the route signs to prevent from getting lost in an unfamiliar area. Pavement markings. Marks painted on the road give you directions or warnings. They divide lanes and show where you may pass other vehicles or change lanes. They also mark turn lanes and crosswalks. They show where to stop for signs or traffic signals. Crosswalks and stop lines. Crosswalks show where pedestrians may cross the road. At a stop sign or signal, you must stop behind the stop line or crosswalk. If crosswalks are not marked, then you must stop before the intersection or stop sign. You must yield to pedestrians entering or in a crosswalk, even if it is not marked. Other lane controls. Shared center left turn lane. On many streets where it is hard to make a left turn safely, there is a shared left turn lane located in the middle of the roadway. When using a shared left turn lane, check your mirrors and for vehicles ahead, signal left and check your left blind spot. Steer smoothly into the shared left turn lane. When traffic is clear, make your left turn. When making a left turn from a shared turn lane, you may not enter the lane more than 500 feet prior to making the turn unless the last car is more than 500 feet from the intersection. Express lanes. Express lanes are travel lanes on I-15 dedicated for high-occupancy vehicles, two or more persons, and those single-occupancy vehicles with a registered and active express pass transponder or C-decal. Express lanes are identified by double white lines that separate them from the general-purpose lanes. Motorists may only access the express lanes at designated access points, identified by white dashed lines. Crossing the double white lines is unsafe and illegal. Carpool lane. The express lanes may be used as a carpool lane for those vehicles with high occupancy, two or more persons, for free. Motorcycles, buses and vehicles with registered clean fuel vehicle decal, C-decal, may also use the express lane free of charge. Express pass. Drivers of single-occupant vehicles must purchase an express pass and have an active account connected to a credit or debit card to utilize the express lanes. Express pass transponders mounted to the windshield are read at various locations throughout the I-15 express lanes corridor. These readers automatically charge users' accounts based in the current express lanes rate and distance traveled. For more information or to purchase an express pass, visit http://www.udot.utah.gov/expresslanes/. C-decals. C-decals allow a limited number of single-occupant clean fuel vehicles to use the express lanes at no cost, after a one-time $10 registration fee. The decals are small stickers placed on the inside of the vehicle's windshield to the right of the rearview mirror. Only certain clean fuel vehicles are eligible for C-decals. For a list of qualifying vehicles and information on how to apply for AC decal, visit https://www.udot.utah.gov/main/. It is illegal to cross a double white line. Moving in and out of the carpool lane is not allowed except in specific locations, called access points, that have white dotted striping rather than the solid lines. Access points are about 3,000 feet in length and located at nearly every interchange along the express lanes. It is recommended that vehicles exit the express lanes one interchange before desired exit. Note: when being followed by an emergency or police vehicle with flashing lights, it is permissible, when safe to do so, make a right-hand lane change out of the express lane. Merging and Gore Area. If you are merging into a lane of traffic, you must yield the right-of-way to all vehicles traveling the continuing lane of traffic and which are close enough to be an immediate threat. It is against the law to cross over or to drive in the Gore Area. The Gore Area is between the white solid lines of a lane of traffic and a lane used to either enter or exit from that traffic lane. The Gore Area can also appear when two highways merge or split. Do not cross over the solid white line. Flex lanes. A flex lane may be used during rush hours. The lanes may have double-dashed yellow lines to either side. Signals above the lanes show which lane is safe to travel. Some travel lanes are designed to carry traffic in one direction at certain times and in the opposite direction at other times. Before entering the lane, check to see which lanes can be used at that time. A green arrow means you can use the lane. A red X means you cannot use the lane.